In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Eventually, today or tomorrow, we're going to start the letter to the Ephesians. But before we do that, I want you to know what happened before Paul wrote to them from jail. While Apollos was in Corinth, this is Acts 19, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples in Ephesus. And he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." I tell you, that's a lot of people. They haven't heard that there was a Holy Spirit and is a Holy Spirit. Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" And they answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him," that's Jesus, "that is in Jesus Christ. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues, and they prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. He entered the synagogue, and for 3 months spoke out boldly and argued persuasively about the kingdom of God. When some stubbornly refused to believe and spoke evil of the way is Christianity, before the congregation, he left them taking the disciples with him and argued daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years. Paul was in Ephesus for 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord." That's wonderful. I'm going to go now to Acts 20, verse 17. "From Miletus, he sent a message to Ephesus asking the elders of the church to meet with him. When they came to him, he said to them, 'You yourselves know how I lived among you the entire time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears, enduring the trials that came to me through the plots of the Jews. I did not shrink from doing anything helpful, proclaiming the message to you and teaching you publicly and from house to house, as I testified to both Jews and Greeks about repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ." I tell you, Paul spent 2 years in Ephesus. He goes to the synagogue first. They don't want to hear it. He knocks on doors and tells them about Jesus. That's amazing. Would we do a thing like that? I don't think so. Well, you know, that's not my personality. Well, somebody's got to do it. So Jehovah Witnesses do it. And you know what? They're wrong. They don't believe that Jesus is the Lord and God. What they do for an error, we won't do for the truth. Let's continue. And now, as a captive to the Spirit, I'm on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in me, in every city, that imprisonment and persecutions are waiting for me. But I do not count my life of any value to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the good news of God's grace. And now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will ever see my face again. He's going to Jerusalem, and from Jerusalem he goes to Rome. Therefore, I declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God. I wonder how many people share the whole purpose of God, including the Holy Eucharist, including the baptism in the Spirit. Oh, yes. Keep watch over yourselves and over the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God that he obtained. How? With his own blood, the blood of his Son. I know that after I have gone, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Some even of your own group will come distorting the truth in order to entice the disciples to follow them. Therefore, be alert, remembering for 3 years I did not cease night or day to warn everyone with tears. 3 years in Ephesus. And now I commend you to God and to the message of his grace, a message that is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all who are sanctified. I covet no one's silver or gold or clothing. You know for yourselves that I worked with my own hands to support myself and my companions. He made tents. In all this I have given you an example that by such work we must support the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus. For he himself said, it is better and blessed to give rather than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. When he had finished speaking, he knelt down with them, all prayed, and there was much weeping. Why? Because they're not going to see his face anymore. He's going off to Rome eventually. And all of them embraced Paul and kissed him, grieving especially because of what he had said, that they would not see him again. Then they brought him to the ship. And he goes from there to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to Rome eventually. I love you, Jesus. I tell you, this Apostle Paul is a real apostle. He's a real shepherd. He has a shepherd's heart. He stayed in Ephesus for 3 years proclaiming the word of God. Oh, yes. I was at Holy Rosary for 25 years proclaiming the word of God. And many people came from outside the parish to hear the word of God. Oh, yes, how I need to continue to preach the word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. And I tell you, sometimes it's very inconvenient to preach. Let me continue with the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. When did he become an apostle? When he was overcome by the Shekinah glory on his way to Damascus. To the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. Grace to you and peace. God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. Oh yes, blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you and me with great blessings, great charisms to build up the body, spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He called you before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless. I tell you, the only way to get holy is to stick around Jesus. Holiness is caught. It cannot be taught. I cannot teach you holiness. As we are around Jesus more and more, a holiness comes upon us. We might not even know it. We're not thinking, oh, am I holy today? That's not right. That's not right at all. Am I holy today? It makes no difference. As I preach the gospel and minister to his people and stay in communion with the Lord Jesus Christ, he destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ. We have been adopted to the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am an adopted child through the mercy of God. I belong to Jesus, and the blood of Christ adopted me into the family of God, baptism and faith. Alleluia. Alleluia. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in his beloved. The grace is free, but it's bestowed on us in Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. In him, we have redemption. In Jesus, we have redemption. Through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. In other words, his grace wasn't a couple of drops. He lavished his grace upon us. He lavished his grace upon you. How? When our Lord Jesus died on the cross, when he was pierced with nails, when he was pierced with the sword, he lavished grace upon us. And he lavished grace upon us when he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on the earth. God wants to gather up every person and every ocean in Christ Jesus. All things be gathered up in Christ Jesus. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance. What's my inheritance? Oh, my inheritance is to know God. My inheritance is to love Jesus. My inheritance is to go to heaven by the grace of God. Oh, yes, my inheritance. I am an adopted child of God. You too. If you love Jesus and give him your life, you are an adopted child of God. God only has one natural child, and that's Jesus Christ. In Christ, we have been adopted into the family of the Father. Hallelujah. Through faith and baptism. Having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who are the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory. Are you living for the praise of the glory of God? Or are you living for yourself still? It's a dead-end street. It's a dead-end street. To live for the glory of God is a wide, wonderful street. To live for yourself is a dead-end street. But you know what? You can repent 180 degrees the other way and start walking with Jesus for his glory and for his praises. In him you also, when you heard the word, the gospel of salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Again, how necessary the Holy Spirit is in the proclamation of the gospel. How necessary the Holy Spirit is as we read the Word of God. How necessary is the Holy Spirit when we share our testimony. Oh yes, the Holy Spirit of God. How we need the Holy Spirit. We are living in the time of grace, the time of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. He preached there 3 years. He planted seeds upon seeds. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks to you as I remember you in my prayers. He evangelized the Ephesians. Paul continues to pray for them in his prayers. He sees that they are using their faith and show love toward the saints, to the believers. For this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. I pray, God, that you would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we would be able to love you, that we would be able to touch people, that we would be able to preach the gospel. Oh, yes, the spirit of wisdom and of revelation as you come to know him. Who is he? Jesus. So that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What is the hope to which he's called you? Yes, heaven, but resurrected bodies just like his. Oh, yes, we will all put on resurrected bodies who love Jesus and have given him our lives. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Do you know that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you? Oh, yes. And how do we get along with that truth? Oh, I'm so poor. I'm an orphan. No, I will not leave you orphaned, he said. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. Let me continue. God put his power to work in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. Do you know that you are seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ today? Do you know that you are seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ today? I remember my story about the Jehovah Witnesses. They said, could we share a scripture with you? And I said, yes. I love that scripture. It was Psalm 24. Can we share another scripture with you? They said, yes. I said, yes. And now I said, could I share a scripture with you? And they said, of course. I said, go to Acts 1st chapter 8th verse. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I said, who's speaking? They wouldn't say it was Jesus, because you have to be my witness, Jesus' witness. I said, well, you're not being very fair. You won't say that Jesus is speaking, and yet he just said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. This is powerful, powerful stuff. And then they said, yeah, but you believe you're going to heaven. I said to the Jehovah Witnesses, I not only believe that I'm going to heaven, but I believe I already sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Show us that. I had my Bible and I couldn't find it, but the wind blew and I had my finger on that. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every nation that is named. Not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under Christ's feet and has made him the head over all things for the church.
He is our head. He is our head. Jesus is the head of the church. What are you? You're part of the body. Oh, yes. You're part of the body as the full truth is revealed to you through the preaching of the gospel. Remembering that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now, Paul is writing to the Ephesians from his jail. It's a house arrest. People come to Paul and he's able to preach to them. People come to Paul and he's able to tell them about Jesus and about what he has done by the grace of the living God. I love the scriptures that say when he went to this place, he would share with them the things that Christ was doing in his ministry. That's what it's all about, sharing with people what Christ is doing in our lives. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, what Christ is doing in our lives. What is Jesus doing in your life? You say, well, you know, I'm an orphan. I told you, you're not an orphan. You have an orphan spirit, and you've got to give it up and accept the love of God by grace. Accept the love of God, that you're a child of God, a child of God, and a joint heir with Christ Jesus, who is risen from the dead. You're a child of God. Do you know that today? Most people don't know. They say everyone's a child of God. Oh, no. Only those who have given their lives to Jesus are the children of God. God has people that are part of his creation, but childhood comes through adoption, through faith and baptism. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. I remember preaching this to people, and they say, you know, everyone's a child of God. No, no. Sorry. I'm sorry. To anyone who received him, Jesus, he gave the power to become children of God. Does that mean that God doesn't love the people? No. He loves everybody, and he wants everybody to turn to Jesus, that they would become new creations, become part of the family of God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. That's what Mary said. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We worship you, Lord. We praise you this day. You are worthy of our praise. You called us from before we were even created in our mother's womb. You called us to be part of your family. We praise you and bless you and honor you and adore you because you are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, honor, authority. Oh, worthy is Jesus who sits upon the throne. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is Jesus Christ who gave his life for us. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. May the Lord bless you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.